Hey, sleepyhead. How are you feeling? Ooh, sorry. Oh, I slept in the living room. I gave you the bedroom because the bed is really comfy. There's a door that closes, so you'll get all the quiet that you need. I just wanted you to be able to rest. You drank a lot last night. So I had you sleep over at my place so I could keep an eye on you and so I could take care of you. I didn't want you to be alone. All right, I didn't want to do this while you were sleeping because I wanted you to get as much rest as possible. And you slept until noon, so you achieved that, and I am very glad. I'm gonna go turn on the blender now. I made you a smoothie. Here, hold on. So the base is coconut milk, which has potassium because you are now lacking electrolytes. The green color comes from beet greens. It is great for a hangover. This whole smoothie is really going to help you. Okay, I don't blame you for never wanting to drink anything green again after all the green beer. But you will feel better after this, and I am gonna force it down your throat if I have to. Sit down on the couch, just relax. Yeah, you're nauseous. That'll happen. You really drank a lot last night. Here, let me pour you some of this. All right, there you go. Yeah, it tastes good. Yeah, on TV, they always make it seem like hangover cures taste disgusting. I know, but this one is delicious and it works. Oh, you're welcome. I know you would do the same for me. And that's what friends are for. Okay, shut up. You don't need to thank me anymore. So, I've never seen you drink that much before. And maybe I shouldn't talk about this while you have a hangover, but I really do want to know, is there a reason why you drink that much aside from St. Patrick's Day? Oh. Sorry. Yeah, these are stressful times. I understand. Well, next time, instead of drinking your body weight in alcohol, I'm sorry, I'm not going to bring that up anymore. I'm not trying to shame you or anything like that. I want you to come to me first, and we can talk about things, and maybe we can do a game night, or we can do something fun to get your mind off things. We could watch a dumb movie. Ooh, a B horror movie. We used to watch so many of those in high school. I miss that. Well, we can't go to Blockbuster and rent one, but there's Netflix. And there's a lot of B movies on Netflix, trust me. So we can watch one of those next time. Or we can watch one now. Whenever. Today is going to be about you. So whatever you want to do, whatever's going to make you feel better. Besides throwing up. I mean, you can throw up too, but. So, do you want to talk more about it? Yeah, relationships can be stressful, you know. But the thing about it is, it all just kind of ebbs and flows. You'll have your bad moments, but you know what? Usually it's just a phase, and then things get good again. The best analogy I heard is that a relationship is like a garden. You need to tend to it, or else, well, you'll get weeds, and you gotta pluck the weeds. So good communication is important. Well, you need that. As I said, it's really important. No offense, but guys can be like that. You can't clam up. I know you don't like confrontation, but you've got to say something. Oh, shit. You don't think it's worth it? I mean, that's up to you. If you feel like the relationship has just come to an end, then that's that. Oh. Okay, she sounds pretty awful. I didn't know that was going on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but yeah, I think it's time for it to come to an end. She should not be treating you like that. Okay, I have known you for a long time. I think we've known each other longer than we've known anyone else. I've got to say, you rock. And if she can't see that, then she's the problem. Nobody should be treating you like garbage. That actually really pisses me off. Oh, honey. Well, you know what? I am not the only person in the world who's going to treat you like this. When you find the right person who sees you for who you are and sees how wonderful you are, they're going to treat you like this too. And I treat you like this because I love you and you're my friend. And this is how you deserve to be treated. You're amazing. Well, I don't know if we want to go down that road again. God. Oh, when we dated when we were 15, that was something. We've always gotten along so well, and I think that was the only time when we just fought and we were at each other's throats. Yeah, it was probably my fault. I just had these expectations of what a boyfriend is, you know? And you were my first boyfriend. And growing up watching all these movies where, you know, there's this perfect happy ending and the romances are so perfect. Everybody is just so perfect. And, you know, the girl's always getting flowers and chocolates and being told how she's a princess and, you know, how she deserves everything in the world. And I don't know. I guess I just thought that you would, like, worship the ground that I walked on. And I don't know. I think I was just expecting, like, flowers every day. And I don't know. I know you didn't have money when you were 15. I wasn't thinking about that. I wanted what I saw in the movies. And I wanted it all, you know? I wanted to spend all my time with you. And I thought that if you were in a relationship, you know, you spent all your time together. And you had homework, I know. And you had chess club. And you had tons of stuff that you had to do. Band, whatever other extracurriculars you did. I know. I just wanted to monopolize your time. And I guess I felt like if you really loved me, you would give up everything for me and you would want to spend all your time with me. And that's toxic. That is so toxic. So I am glad I grew out of that. But we were much better as friends, that's for sure. Just getting rid of all those expectations. Yeah, I had a lot of expectations that would have been impossible to meet, especially by a 15-year-old. But we've grown up since. Well, I have grown up. You were probably more mature than me, which is funny since girls are usually more mature. Oddly enough, I think I am now more mature than you. True, I am older by 2 months. that drink making you feel any better? You think? Well, give it some time. It hasn't been that long yet. Keep drinking. I want you to drink every drop of that. Or as I said, I will force it down your throat. And that won't make me abusive because I'm not your girlfriend. I am so glad I have you, though, as my best friends. I feel like we've just been there for each other through thick and thin, you know? Through breakups. Through a parent dying. Through a lot. So yeah, of course, I took care of you. And you don't need to thank me anymore. I think at this point, we're very even. We take care of each other. Speaking of taking care of each other, I will need you to take me to the airport at 2 a.m. in 2 weeks. Thank you. I feel so bad asking for that, but exactly. We just talked about this. Yes. Thank you. Okay, I'll stop saying thank you too. My mom's getting surgery, so I'm just gonna help her out while she's recovering. Do the dishes, make her food, that kind of thing. Shoot, I forgot to tell you about that. I'm sorry. Well, it turns out that the doctors did end up recommending that she get a double mastectomy. Yeah. It sucks, but really it's for the best. And if this is going to prevent more issues, then we're all for it. I'm going to be staying there for probably about 2 weeks. I'll email you with the days and times and all of that. And thank you again. Okay, I'll stop saying thank you. I've been okay. I've been all right. I mean, these things happen, and I don't want to think about the worst or anything. It's one of those things where you just have to take it day by day, and then if something comes up, then worry about it. You know, before I was worrying all the time, and didn't help anyone, definitely not me. But I was talking to my therapist about it, and so she was actually the one who recommended that. Just take it day by day. And it's helping a lot. So much. You're right. Yeah. I should have come to you about her surgery. But again, you know, I was just thinking about the whole day by day thing. It wasn't quite your situation. But you're right. I don't want to be a hypocrite. So I'm going to take that advice. The next time I need a shoulder to lean on, it will be yours. Ooh, I forgot. I made you ginger lemon tea. Well, it's not a tea bag. I just made it on the stove. I can heat it up again and give it to you. Fresh ginger, yes. Fresh lemon juice, too. So that will also help your hangover. You don't have to say thank you. Okay, I don't think either of us is going to be able to stop saying thanks. So we just need to follow our heart and say thank you if that's what we must do. We're just too nice. That's it. It's the whole Midwest thing. How are you feeling? A bit better. Good. You're never gonna drink again? Yeah, I will believe that when I see it. I've heard you say that many times throughout the years. Just practice moderation, okay? And again, next time, instead of all that beer, come to me, your adorable little best friend, who's kind of like a leprechaun. I'm small and cute. Remember our friend? Oh God, who was that? It was like freshman year. Oh, I can't remember her name now. But she used to talk about how she wanted to put me in her pocket. So you can just like carry me around in your pocket and I will be there whenever you need me. Actually, I am always in your pocket because you've got your phone. So call me next time. Yes! Let me find the remote. B-movie time. Hell yeah. Do you think that you're going to be able to stomach some popcorn? Awesome! Okay. I am going to go make us some cheesy, salty popcorn. This is going to be great. It's going to be just like when we were in high school, but without like the energy drinks that we used to drink just so that we could get the sugar high and be super crazy while watching the movies. Ooh, blast from the past. All right, I'm going to go make the popcorn.